各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with every brother and sister.
发觉到最近教会的硬体环境有很多的不一样。
We can notice that there have been many changes in our physical environment in the church.
弟兄姐妹花了很多时间在清理教会的里里外外。
Our brothers and sisters have spent a lot of time cleaning the church premises.
我很少看到一个教会里里外外这么干净。
I rarely see a church that is so clean.
求主耶稣纪念大家服事的精神。
May the Lord remember your service.
我们会知道无论是代职的还是全职的，服事要做到我们生命的最后的阶段是一件不容易的事情。
Whether you are a volunteer worker of God or a full-time worker, it is a challenge to dedicate your whole life to serving God.
尤其近年来，我们常常被所耳闻的一些信息所冲击，我们很多工人退休，或是不在工作岗位上面。
And this year we have been hearing news about the workers of God who have either resigned or have retired.
那么这给小弟也是很大的冲击。
These things have had great impact on myself.
实在能够服侍到结束是很不容易的，神的恩典跟福气。
It is indeed by the grace and blessing of God that we can continue our service to the end of our lives.
所以我们每个人都要求神亲自来保守我们。
So each one of us needs to ask God to keep us.
今天晚上我们要根据腓立比书来谈谈服事的动机。
This evening, based on Philippians, we will discuss the motivation of servitude.
我们来看腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter
1. 十五节。
Verse 15.
腓立比书第一章十五节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 15.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。这么叫说传耶稣基督可能有两种不同的动机。
This verse tells us two possible motives for preaching Christ.
有的人是嫉妒纷争，有的人是出于好意啊。
Some preach out of envy and rivalry, and others out of goodwill.
小弟个人的观察是，每一个出来服侍神的人呢，刚开始大部分都是出于好意啊。
My observation is that almost everyone who dedicates themselves to the ministry often always start with goodwill.
你摸摸他们的心，他们的心都是烫人的，都是很有热情的。
Their hearts are filled with fervor and zeal.
就好像扫罗王刚出来的时候。
This is the same with King Saul when he first became king.
他是一个大能的勇士。
He was a mighty warrior.
他是别人所敬仰的人，因为他很努力的在治理国家。
He was one of the most admired men because he was a powerful administrator of the country.
所以他刚开始有好意来做这个工作。
He started out his service with good intentions.
但是最后因为英雄出少年呢，大卫出来了。
But later on,A younger man became a hero, who was David.
那他就有嫉妒，那就产生了纷争啊。
Out of his jealousy, there was rivalry between them.
所以，我们谈话有一句话这样讲：我们做事情不要虎头鸟七尾，不要虎头蛇尾。
There's a Chinese saying that we should not begin with a lot of energy, but do not continue to the end.
我们要持守我们当初的那一种忠诚的热心。
Rather, we should persist and maintain the zeal that we have at first.
箴言跟我们讲说，事情的结局强过事情的起头啊。
Proverbs tells us that the end of things is better than their beginning.
我们盼望我们都能够坚持到底啊。
So I hope that we can all persist to the end.
那如果有嫉妒跟纷争，到底会产生什么结果呢？
What are the consequences of envy and rivalry?
我们来看一下雅各书三章十六节。
Please turn to James chapter 3 verse 16.
雅各书三章十六节。
James chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
在何处有嫉妒纷争， 就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。哪里有嫉妒纷争，哪里就有坏事啊。
Where there's envy and selfish ambition, there is disorder and evil.
所以你看那个非利士人对以撒那么多羊，那么多牛，那么有钱，他们就嫉妒了。
That's why the Philistines became envious of Isaac's wealth.
那么这样嫉妒的结果就是他挖了一口井就抢他的井啊。
So as a result, they snatched away Isaac's wealth.
你看米利暗对摩西，因为啊，他的那个神常常跟他说话这件事情，他也是有嫉妒的心。
Miriam was also jealous of Moses because God always spoke with Moses.
难道神只跟你说话，不跟我们说话吗？
She said, "Does the Lord only speak to you and not to us?"
最后，他就控告摩西了。
And she accused Moses.
你看约瑟的哥哥，那也是对约瑟的才华。约瑟对父亲给他特别的爱产生了嫉妒。
Joseph's brothers were also jealous of Joseph because of the love of the father toward Joseph.
结果就把约瑟给卖了。
Therefore they betrayed and sold Joseph.
耶稣同一个时代的人对耶稣基督那种个人的魅力也非常的嫉妒。
The contemporaries of Jesus were also jealous of Jesus because of his charisma.
所以就把耶稣基督给杀了。
So they plotted to kill Jesus.
所以抢了这个Accuse 了，控告了，卖了，杀了，这些都是嫉妒的一种结果。
Therefore, we can see that things like robbery or accusations or even murder result from envy.
那其实哈，在属灵上面有更多我们觉得那种魔鬼控告的事情，在属灵上面还有一些我们看不见的，但确实存在的魔鬼。扰乱的事情，如果有纷争的话，有嫉妒的话。
And not only so, whenever there is envy, there is also the work of devil in the spiritual realm.
小弟以前可能说过，有两个工人一起出去赶鬼啊。
There were two workers who went out together to cast out demons.
赶不出去。
They were not able to cast out the demons.
那个鬼这样说。
The demons said to them,
你们两个都彼此嫉妒来嫉妒去的，不同工，我怎么要出去呢？
You are envious and jealous of one another. Why should I come out of this person?
这些都是嫉妒纷争的结果。
So these are the results of envy.
加拉太书五章二十一节跟我们讲，如果我们不改这个嫉妒呢，我们将来不能够承受神的国。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 21 tells us that if we do not get rid of the sin of envy, we cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
那一个人到底为什么会嫉妒啊？
What causes a person to be envious?
我从小到大在念书的时候，总觉得好像不容易嫉妒人家。
In my school days, I've noticed that I wasn't as jealous as of others.
反正你念书这个总是有人念得比你好嘛，总是有人念得比你差啦。
Because as a student, there are always better students with better grades and students with worse grades than you.
在普通班，成绩就会在前面；在资优班，那个成绩一定在后面。
When you're in a good class, you tend to lag behind. When you're in an inferior class, you tend to be better.
所以这个也没有什么好嫉妒人家的。
So there is really no reason to be envious.
所以在我这一辈子没有这样的体会。
So throughout my life, I hardly have such experience.
直到我当神学生啊。
But it wasn't until I became a theological student.
那个时候把所有通通丢掉了。
At that time, I have forsaken all that I had.
那这也当然是神的恩典呢。
Of course, it was by the grace of God.
那你会知道你也被人家所接受所肯定。
And at that time, I noticed that I began to be recognized by the people.
那你会知道哇，来了两个同学。
And then I had two classmates.
我们一个比一个优秀。
And all of them were better than me.
有一天呢，一个同学正玩道。
One day after a student finishes his sermon.
哇，我就看到那个信徒说哇，就是大力恭维这样子啊。
I saw how the congregation all praised him.
我就好像那个扫罗听到人家这样喊，大卫啊，打死万万，扫罗打死千千，我那个感觉就是这样子啊。
I have the same feeling as King Saul, who heard people say, David had killed tens of thousands.
我记得我那个晚上睡不着觉呢。
That night I could not sleep.
我记得我那个晚上好像心里有蚂蚁在摇，哎呀，怎么你比别人家差呢？哎呀，你怎么这么不如别人呢？
I felt as if there were ants on my heart all night, telling me, why are you so inferior?
我才知道原来嫉妒的力量是那么样的大。
Then I began to experience the force of jealousy.
那个箴言二十七章第四节他这样讲啊。
Proverbs 27 verse 4 tells us.
他说愤怒是残忍的。
That anger is ruthless.
那么 怒气是狂澜，就是怒气好像海中的波浪一样。
And that it is like the waves of the sea.
这个怒气哦，像狂澜，你还可以挡，但是他怎么说呢？唯有嫉妒，谁可以挡得住呢？好像嫉妒这种欲望哦，你在心里面一烧起来，就很难把它熄灭，没有人有办法把这个嫉妒挡得住一样啊。
As much as anger is overwhelming, it can be stopped, but who can stand before jealousy?
我在想一个问题啊。
I think of this question.
像我们灵修了大概有半年呢，我们那个时候同学一起灵修大概有半年呢。
During the seminary, we had cultivation for half a year.
那每天也祷告两个小时啊。
And we pray 2 hours a day.
天天读经祷告啊。
We read the Bible and prayed every day.
为什么那个心还会存在呢？
So why did I still have that heart of jealousy?
我在想，当魔鬼，当一个人给魔鬼留地步的时候，当一个人不懂得反省悔改的时候，其实当二者进来的时候，要拿掉真的很难。
And I realize that if we give the foothold for Satan, and if we don't repent, then when Satan comes into our hearts, it's hard to get rid of him.
所以我才思考这个问题啊。
So I think about this.
我们怎么一个人如何避免这个嫉妒纷争呢？
And ask myself, how can we avoid jealousy and envy?
我们来看提摩太前书六章四节。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4.
提摩太前书六章四节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4.
六章四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞。从此就生出嫉妒纷争毁谤妄疑啊。这边一开始就说，一个人如果自高自大，那么他就会产生嫉妒纷争啊。
If a person becomes conceited, it will result in envy and strife.
所以我们第一个要检讨自己，就说我们有没有在人生上面觉得自己 is somebody, 自己是一个可以被人家肯定的人。
So we need to examine ourselves and ask whether we think of ourselves as somebody.
或者是我们觉得我们是一个 dust, 是一个微尘，是一个很不值的人。
Or do we feel that we are nothing but dust?
这样子我们才能够我们如果有这种觉得自己没有什么，是神，我们今日成了何等人，是神造成的，我们这样才会谦卑啦。
Only when we realize that we're nothing and it is by God's grace that we are who we are, then we can be humble.
我们要知道，我们每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个人都是神的一个器皿。
We are all vessels of God.
真的呢，如果我们工作久了，我们就发觉到这是实实在在的。
As we serve the Lord, the longer we serve God, the more we realize its truthfulness.
你看有的工人哦，真的到国外去哦，他们那双手真的很有用。
Some workers are very powerful with their hands when they serve overseas.
能够医病赶鬼，叫人得圣灵。
They are able to heal, cast out demons, and lay hands for the Holy
Spirit. 回到美国来就什么工都没有办法做。
But when they return to the U.S., they seem to be very powerless.
不是在这个教会有工可以做，在那个教会没有工可以做。
Or they may be very powerful in one church, but they don't seem to do much in another church.
你这样事情经历多了，你就觉得其实人只是一个没有用的器皿而已，是神在工作，不是一个人在做，是整个弟兄姐妹的那种热忱、那种信仰造成教的复兴，绝对不是在一个人。
So we learn that it is not dependent on one person alone that whether God's work will be prosperous. It is based on the local church.
所以这边又提到说，除了自高自大，另外一个就是一无所知啊，就是无知。也会造成一个人产生骄傲嫉妒的心呢。
And according to this verse, besides being conceited, if the person knows, understands nothing, he also becomes jealous.
我们每个人不要成为井底的青蛙。我们要不要成为那种世界很小的人，眼光很窄的人。
We should not be narrow-minded.
我记得有些学生我跟大学生聊，我就发觉到有一点就是他们在小学了、初中了，如果功课好的话呢，常常觉得自己真的很了不起。
When I talk to college students, there seems to be one thing in common. When they're in elementary or high school, elementary school or high school, they seem to think that they were somebody.
因为他们功课很好啊。
Because they did well in school.
那你看，这个社会把功课相当的人呢，都挑进去一个学校里面。
But in college, they find themselves among other excellent students.
你会知道说他们第一年都非常的沮丧，挫折感很重。
So their first year in college was often a time of frustration.
因为他们会知道人外有天，人天外有天呐。
Because they realize that there are other people who are just as smart, if not
smarter. 所以我们的视野、我们的见识、我们的眼光不可以太窄。
Therefore, our vision or our understanding should not be too narrow.
如果我们太窄，我们就以为自己是有什么了不起，那么再来，我们对于那些比我们更好的人啊，这种情况之下，我们有骄傲，就会产生的另外一种情节就是嫉妒啊。
If our vision is too narrow, we will think of ourselves as somebody and become envious of others.
再来，我觉得我们不嫉妒哈，必须要不要看自己过于所当看的。
Another way to not have jealousy is to not think of ourselves highly than we ought to.
我们看罗马书十二章第三节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
我凭所赐给我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人尽心的大小，看得合乎中道。我们每个人要了解神在这个社会上面给我们安插的是什么样的事，我们该做什么样的事情，安插在什么样的位置上面。
Each one of us needs to understand the role that God has in mind for us.
我们不要看过于自己所当看的啦。
We should not think ourselves more highly than we ought.
如果我们有两千的才能，就不要去嫉妒有五千的才能。
If we have only two talents, we should not be jealous of the servant who has five talents.
如果有两千的才能，也不要去看轻有一千的才能啊。
Neither should we look down on the one who has one talent.
我们要安于自己所得的恩赐，要感谢领受，要满足，要发挥在自己岗位上发挥所长。
We should be thankful for the gift we have received and make full use of it.
这样哦，我们真能够才能够欣赏别人的态度，欣赏别人的心呐。
Then we will have a heart of appreciation for others. It is not easy.
以前我在公司上班的时候，
when I worked in my company,
或是在军中当兵的时候，
or when I served in the military,
我发觉到有一个现象啊，
I noticed a phenomenon.
就老兵会欺负新兵，
the older or the more senior would bully the younger ones.
那么资深的职员会这个不想会帮忙这种之前的职员。
The older employees don't want to help the younger ones.
那可是你看施洗约翰不太一样。
But let's consider John the Baptist. He was different.
他比主耶稣基督资深。
He was more senior than the Lord Jesus.
他刚开始出来，有很多人跟从着他。
When during the first phase of his ministry, many followed him.
但是一个晚辈出来了。
But later, someone younger than him came up.
跟从他的人都是跟从施洗约翰。
John's followers went to follow the Lord Jesus.
施洗约翰怎么说呢？
What did John say?
他必兴盛，我必衰微。
He will increase, but I will decrease.
他是新娘，我好像新娘旁边那个伴郎一样，我应该替他来欢喜快乐。
He is the groom, I am the friend of the groom, therefore I should rejoice.
我觉得这种心呢，就是他能够不看过于自己所当看的。
So John did not think of himself more highly than he ought to.
他有欣赏的心，就有快乐的心情了。
Because he appreciated others, he could rejoice.
这是不容易的功课。
This is a difficult lesson.
求主耶稣帮助我们能够保持那种好意而没有嫉妒纷争的心呢。
May the Lord help us so that we can always have a good will rather than envy.
我们来再来看腓立比书第一章。
Let's return to Philippians chapter 1.
十六节。
Verse 16.
这一等人是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。那一等人传福音，传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思是要加增我困锁的苦楚。这么提到有一种人，他传福音是出于爱心。
Some preach out of love.
这些人是出于，也就是前面那节出于好意的人呐。
These are the people who preach out of goodwill.
因为他出于爱心，所以他知道保罗今天被捆绑是为了基督的缘故。
Because they preach in love, they know that Paul was in chains for the sake of Christ.
但是有一种人，他不诚实，他是结党，英文叫做 selfish ambition, 一种自私的狂傲，自私的野心。
But there are others who are insincere and they preach out of selfish ambition.
那这些是增加保罗他在监狱里面那种心情上的重担而已。
they supposed that they may stir up trouble for Paul while he was in chains.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这里我们看出两个动机，一个就是出于爱心，一个是出于啊这种 self ambition。
So here we can see the contrast between two motives for preaching. The first is love, and the second is selfish ambition.
不晓得大家工作为神工作今天的动机啊，是不是出于爱？
Is your motive for serving God out of love?
小弟觉得爱是服事最大的动力。
I believe that love is the greatest motivating force for service.
我以前常常看我太太为我女儿跟我儿子换 diaper.
I used to watch my wife change diapers for my two kids.
我常常讲这个哦，因为我现在实在是想起来就感到很难过。
I like to mention this because now whenever I think of that, I feel bad.
因为我很少为他们换 diaper.
Because I hardly change diapers for them.
因为我实在是很受不了那个臭味道啊。
Because I couldn't stand the smell.
可是我太太她真的，我每次看她换的时候，我就觉得这个没有爱哦，真的做不出来的。
And when I watched my wife change diapers for them, I always said that it's not impossible to do that without love.
我最近去看邱颖平弟兄。
I have been visiting a brother Cho in San Jose.
因为他手很没有力量啊。
His arms are very weak.
所以他要吃东西的时候，必须要他太太一口一口的喂他。
So he needs to be fed by his wife.
那一天呢，他刚好那个胃不好嘛，常常要吐痰啊。
And that during a particular day, he had a lot of phlegm in his lungs.
那每吃一口冰淇淋，他就吐大概一口两口痰这样子。
Whenever he ate a couple of spoons of ice cream, he had to spew up the phlegm.
我在旁边看那个痰的颜色，我实在是有点反胃。
When I looked at the phlegm, I felt a little disgusted.
可是他太太哦，甘之如饴啊，一盘接一盘的这样子帮他换那个痰。
But the wife tirelessly changed of the phlegm and continued to feed him.
我说这也是出于爱呀。
And this is an act of love.
有爱服侍就没有抱怨。
With love, we will serve without complaint.
我在想说，其实哦，夫妻真的很重要。
Husbands and wives are very important.
你说，当一个先生在最辛苦的时候，谁能真的站在床的旁边，毫无反顾的这样来服侍我们呢？
When a husband is sick in bed, who else can serve him tirelessly?
也是我们另外一半在做的工作，通常是这样子了。
It is usually only the other half.
所以我们今天服侍神真的需要有爱啊。
Therefore, we need to have love when we serve God.
或者主耶稣说，我们像故宫一样，狼来了我们就跑了。
As the Lord Jesus says, or else we will be like the hirelings who run when the wolves come.
基督爱我们，他为我们走向十字架上面。
The Lord Jesus loved us, and therefore tread the path on the cross.
圣经上讲说，当我们还做罪人的时候，神就爱我们了。
The Bible tells us that while we were sinners, Jesus Christ loved us.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。
For a man to lay down his life, there is no greater love than this.
我常想说，如果我今天要去死了，必须要去死。
I sometimes wonder if today I have to die.
不晓得谁会为我去舍命。
Who would be willing to die for me?
我想了半天，大概只有两个人。
And I thought for a long time, and perhaps only two people would do that.
全世界最好的两个女生啊。
The two women who love me the most in this world.
一个是我太太。
The first will be my wife.
一个是我妈妈。
And the second will be my mother.
我想我的女儿儿子一定不会想到说为我去受死啊。
I don't think my daughter or my son would die for me.
他们大概还没有想到这些问题，也不懂的啊。
Perhaps they don't know how to do that yet.
我又想一个问题。
And I thought about another question.
如果我今天娶三个太太。
Today if I have three wives.
太太会为我去受死吗？
Would these wives die for me?
她大概想说，哎呀，赶快去死啊，这个无情郎啊。
Perhaps they would say he is a useless man, he should die.
我如果是一个对不起我太太的罪人，我太太，我想很难为我来受死啊。
If I have done wrong against my wife, I don't think she would want to die for me.
但是圣经上讲说，当我们还是罪汉，还是色鬼，还是一个不懂得爱神的那些罪人的时候呢，我们的主耶稣就为我们死了。
But the Bible tells us that while we're indulging in our sin, Christ has died for us.
那这个就是很多变成很多人能够今天来服侍神的一个最大的动力啊。
That becomes the greatest motivation for many to serve God.
因为我不配得神这样爱我。
we realize that we are not worthy
所以保罗、对不起
to receive God's love.
所以保罗说今天是神爱激励我所以我可以爱神、
Paul says that he was compelled by the love of God to love God.
所以今天我们爱神不是我们能干呢
So it is not by our ability that we can love God.
今天我们能爱神不是我们有能力呢
It's not because we are able to love God.
实在是因为神的爱激励我们我们才有能力爱神的
We are constrained by the love of God to love him in return.
我们最近有位弟兄献身读神学院嘛
Recently, a brother dedicated to full-time ministry.
我去他的教会问他说你为什么献身呢
When I visited him at his church, I asked him, what made you decide to do this?
我看他开的车是很不错的。
He drives a pretty good car.
他开的几个学校都是教 computer science, 那些课程是很不错的。
And he teaches classes at a few schools on computer science.
是什么力量让他把这些统统抛弃来爱神呢
What power drove him?To forsake all these to love God.
他就跟我分享他生命当中的一些神对他爱的激励。
Then he shared with me how God compelled him with God's love.
但是有一次他做梦。
Once he had a dream.
神跟他讲说你欠我了。
God told him you owe me.
那多少钱呢
？How much do I owe you?
一个数字了。
God gave him a figure.
他因为他平常做生意都是他太太在开 check 了哈，所以他没有问题。我太太呢？把支票开一开就可以给你了。
He's a businessman and his wife usually writes a check. So he said to God, "Well, I'll ask my wife to write a check."
神跟他讲说，你太太开的不算，必须要你自己付的才算。
But in the dream, God said, "Your wife's check won't count. You have to write the check yourself."
然后再来，他就在这种对答当中，就跟神说，那我以后的这种生活要怎么办呢
？Then he asked God, "What's going to happen to my livelihood?"
因为他的儿子，他的女儿现在正在读大学一年级呀。
His daughter is freshman in college.
那神给他看到一个金色的那个米刷哈，金色的面线。
Then God showed him a golden rice noodles.
跟他讲说这个可以吃很久了。
God said to him, "This will last you for a long time."
其实他不只是这个时候这样子，他去年我到那个教会去服侍的时候呢，他就跟我讲另外一些神给他爱的激励。
Even last year when I visited that church, he shared with me how God compelled him with his love.
所以你挖掘到一个人能够出来献身，一个人出来爱神，一个人出来甚至扫地、洗厕所，赛事都是神爱的激励，不是我们人能够做什么。
So for a person to serve God, either in full-time ministry or to clean the church premises, is all out of the motivation of God's love.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们真的要。问我们一个问题：我们今天有没有感受到神的爱呀
？So let's ask ourselves a question: Have we felt God's love?
如果没有爱这个动力，我们服事没有办法持久的。
Without love as our motivation, our service cannot last.
我们怎么样去感受到神的爱呢
？How can we experience the love of God?
其实，静观万物皆自得啊。我们如果看看神所创造的宇宙万物，我们就可以感受到神真的很爱我们。
When we look at the universe and the creation of God.We will feel God's love.
外面那么多花。
We have many, a lot of flowers outside.
我们仔细看看那些花。
If you look at them carefully.
从一朵花那种细腻的条纹，比任何 engineer 所画出来的更漂亮。
You can see the delicate designs in the flowers that are more complicated than the drawings of engineers.
那个花的颜色比任何有名的画家画出来、调出来的颜色更漂亮。
The colors of these flowers are more beautiful than the palettes of the famous artists.
如果我们静观万物，就会知道神的爱充满在宇宙当中啊。
When you observe nature closely, you will see that it is filled with God's love.
我们除了除此之外，我们也要常常默想主耶稣对我们的爱。
Not only so, we need to always meditate on the love of the Lord Jesus.
我们每个月都有一次圣餐典礼，哈。
We hold the Holy Communion once a month.
这个很好啦。
This is a good practice.
这个我们常常可以纪念主耶稣的爱。
Because we can think about the love of Christ.
不过这个从另外一个角度来看，也不是很好。
But on the from another angle, this may not be a good thing.
如果我们对这种聚会变成习惯，对那种神的爱变成一种。听久了就麻木不仁的话呢，就好像一个刺激一直刺激，刺激到最后我们都没有反应的话呢，这对我们没有好处啊。
Because if we do it as a routine and become insensitive to Christ's love, then it is not good for us.
所以问题不是在于我们一个月举办一次好不好
？So the issue is not how often to hold the communion.
是不是我们真的可以每一次都感受到神对我们的爱啊
？But whether we can experience and appreciate Christ's love every time.
有一次小弟到夏威夷去的时候。
When I visited Hawaii,
我跟你们讲提到这方面的重要性啊。
I told them the importance of this truth.
真的，一个姐妹结束之后就来跟我说。
After this sermon, the sister said to me.
她大概有八十几岁了。
The sister is over 80 years
old. 她流着眼泪跟我讲。
She said to me in tears.
真的，神的爱她绝对不会忘记啊。
I will never forget God's love.
因为她印象很深刻，主耶稣给她看她如何钉在十字架上面，那个荆棘从这个鬓边。穿过去，从鬓边跑出来啊。
He remembers clearly how God in a vision showed her the cross and Jesus Christ's head being pierced with thorns.
所以我们应该要有常常把神的十字架挂在我们的眼前。
So we should always portray the cross of Jesus Christ before us.
第三点，要得到神的爱，要借着圣灵浇灌在我们的心中。
Thirdly, to experience the love of Christ, we need the filling of the Holy Spirit.
这是在罗马书跟我们讲的。
This is the teaching of Romans.
神的圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们当中，这是我们可以摸得到的。
God pours out His love to our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and that's something we can all experience.
最近有一个弟兄，他婚姻出了一点小状况。
A brother has been going through some tough times in his marriage.
跑来找我了。
So he came to talk to me.
我发觉到我没有办法用人间的逻辑或是任何的话语来调解他婚的问题。
And I could not resolve the problem that he had with rational answers.
我就跟他讲一个我刚刚听过的见证。
So I shared with him a testimony that I recently heard.
我说有一个姐妹她说她在16岁的时候心情很不好。
A sister said that when she was 16 years old, there was a time when she felt depressed.
她很想要自杀。
She wanted to commit suicide.
她做最后一次祷告跟主耶稣说拜拜啊。
So she made her last prayer and said goodbye to Jesus.
她说在那次祷告当中呢，神不是 mentally 哦，不是精神上的哦，是神 physically， 神真的 physically 让她感觉到把她心中那个重担、那个忧伤、那个烦恼通通把它拿掉，让它起来有力量，不想要去死啊。
She literally felt physically that God took away her burden and depression so that she no longer wanted to die.
我想这位弟兄被这个见证，他真的有听进去。
This brother was touched by the testimony.
我们几个就跟他一起祷告。
So, a few of us prayed with him.
在祷告当中他重新得力。
So during the prayer, his strength was renewed.
隔天早上他打电话给我说，他有力量可以解决他的问题啊。
The next morning, he called me and said that he now has the strength to face his problem.
我知道人很软弱，我们的爱有时候会用尽了，尤其当我们遇到一些没有办法理解或是没有办法处理的情况的时候，我们的爱真的会用尽了。
Because of our weaknesses, sometimes we may exhaust our love, especially when the problems are difficult.
但是我们常常祷告，神真的要将爱浇灌在我们心中。
But if we always pray, God will pour out His love into our hearts.
那这边为什么说一个人在这种爱的动机上面，突然间会变成一种 self ambition 呢？Selfish ambition 呢？为什么我们在爱主的过程当中，突然之间这种动机变成自我夸大、自我野心的展现呢
？Why is it that sometimes a motivation of love will turn into a motivation of selfish ambition？
你在我们仔细观察哈，一个爱神的人，他工作通常是相当有力量的。
If you observe carefully, you notice that those who love God will serve with great power。
一个有力量的人哈，如果不谨慎哦，常常会失落。
But a person with power can be lost if he is not careful.
小弟有时候觉得很不好意思啊。
Sometimes I feel embarrassed.
因为我常常被人家尊重。
Because I always receive a lot of respect.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为大家很爱神，所以都很爱传道人。
People love preachers because they love God.
那如果我不小心，我把那个头那个职 title 把那个职份跟这个人放在一起后，那我很容易走错路呢。
So if I'm not careful and place myself along with on the same level as my title or status,
神常常因为这个职分，所以借这个职分施展他的大权跟工作。
Then I will become misled. God often uses the ministry to exercise His great power.
你看那个彼得啊，他因为有使徒的职分，啊，神跟他同工，他到哥尼流家，哥尼流跟他下拜啊。
Because Paul was had the apostleship, Peter had the apostleship. Therefore, Cornelius bowed down to him.
Peter 说不行了，起来起来，我也是人。
But Peter told him, Get up, I am also a man.
保罗也是一样的，是不是？人家把他当成那个希腊的神来敬拜。
When people worshipped Paul as one of the Greek gods,
保罗把衣服撕掉，跳在他们当中说：“拜托，我也是人呐、啊，跟你们一样性情的人。”
He tore his clothes and jumped among them and said, "I am a man like you."
我在想说，为什么说跟你们一样性情的人呢？
Why did these people say I am?
保罗说我跟你们是一样性情的人。
Why did Paul say I am a man like you?
我洗冷水澡也会冷的啦。
Because when he takes cold shower, he feels cold.
我如果吃坏肚子，我会拉肚子的啦。
And when he has food poisoning, he will have diarrhea.
跟你们都一样的。
He is just like any other man.
所以我不是神。
He is not God.
常常我们这种在教会服侍久的，我们要有这个心态。
That is the attitude we should have the longer we serve God.
把我这个职位拿掉，我就是。软弱的，其实有这个时候也是一样。把这个封开，我这个人呢，就是软弱的，跟每位弟兄姐妹最软弱的人一样。
Take away my ministry, and I am no different from any other human being.
所以我自己才会谨慎呢。
Then we will be more careful.
因为我这个职分不会保护我的啦。
Our ministries cannot be our guarantee.
我这个职分只是神的一个恩典而已。
Our ministries are only God's blessing.
神只是要借这个职分来做他的工作。
God wants to use our ministry to accomplish His purpose.
所以人真的要小心啊。
So we must be very careful.
如果不小心呢、啊，那个职分会使人觉得要跟神一样。
If not, our service will make us want to be like God.
亚当夏娃怎么失败的
？How did Adam and Eve?
哦、oh, ，吃了这个善恶果，我就可以跟神一样聪明，可以分别善恶。
They wanted to be as wise as God by eating the fruit.
魔鬼怎么失败？天使怎么失败的
？How did the angels fall?
我要完全美丽，跟神一样。
They wanted to be as beautiful as God.
是一个被神重用的人。
So a person who is used by God.
一个有职分的人。
Person who serves the ministry, a person who has served God for a long time,
我们真的要越服侍越小心
must be all the more careful the longer they serve.
看清楚，职分跟人是不一样的。
They must realize that they must make a distinction between themselves and the ministry.
所以彼得跟那些长老这样说啊。
Peter said to the elders,
你们不要辖制所托付的人呐。
Do not rule harshly over the congregation.
你们要做他们的榜样。
Rather set an example for them.
这样我们才不会有 selfish ambition. 我们才不 selfish ambition. 这样我们才不会有那种很自私的一种野心出来啊。
Then we will not have any selfish ambition.
我们才有办法这一份服侍的工作做得久了。
Then we will continue to in our service.
我们很快的再把第十八节读一下。
Let's read verse 18.
这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。这个保罗他服侍的动机非常的正确。
Paul had a correct motive in serving.
他只要基督被传开，他就高兴了。
He rejoiced as long as Christ is preached.
无论别人是抱着什么样的动机啊。
He does not care what motive other people have.
其实弟兄姐妹们，别人的动机，我们真的不要去判断。
Let's not judge others about their motives.
因为动机是内在的，人看不出来的。
Motives are within the person, we cannot tell.
让神来判断。
Let God be the judge.
我们只要看到福音传开，就该高兴了。
We should rejoice when the gospel is spread.
这边又提到说，我们做圣工不要假意、假先呐。
This verse also teaches us that we should not. Work with false motives.
你会知道假意是一从开始他的动机就不对了。
False motives means starting out with a wrong motive.
你看有人起骄傲啦，那是有过程的，刚开始是好的，那是因为我觉得那是 event driven， 就是因为某种事情的关系，所以他才起了骄傲，是 event driven。那你那个完全不一样的罪，跟假意开始就是存的恶心，这是不一样的。
Some people start with good motives, but because of they're event-driven, they become proud later on. But this is different from having a false motive from the beginning.
所以经常讲说那个犹大一开始他就一个贼。
From the very beginning, Judas Iscariot was a thief.
彼得否认主耶稣三次是临时的，不是我计划好说我就是要否认主三次的。
But Peter. Denied the Lord without premeditation, it was driven by the circumstances.
所以这两种罪是不一样的。
So these two sins are different.
所以我们我相信我们很多弟兄姐妹都没有这样的人呐。
I believe none of us has such false motive.
因为这真的是很不好的人。
Because having false motive is indeed.
但是有一次我听一个执事在做见证啊。
A deacon once told us a testimony.
他说我们做信徒的也要睁开眼睛，要小心呐。
As believers, we need to keep our eyes wide open.
他举例子啊，说台湾有些人呢，还有职分哦，他们也会跟人家借钱呢、啊。
He cited examples of ministers in church who borrow money from members.
给他很高的利息。给别人很高的利息。
And they pay high interest.
那突然之间恶性倒闭。
And suddenly they go bankrupt.
自己就逃之夭夭啊。
And they disappear from church.
他们用金钱做得利的这个手段跟方法。
So they use religion as an avenue for gain.
这个是假意在服侍神啊。
Such ministry is out of false motives.
这种假意服侍神，将来的审判是大的。
False motives can bring great judgment.
I'm sorry. 我们话又把它说回来，我们又从不同的角度看。
Let's look at this from another angle.
如果今天我们真的是真心在服侍神
，If we truly serve God，
我们不是假意。
If we are not insincere，
那你会知道我们也许今天在监牢里面了，跟保罗一样。
Perhaps today we may end up in prison.
你会知道你的服侍有很多的挫折跟困难。
We may meet with many frustrations and difficulties.
但是你也没有什么好难过的，不要真的很难过啊。
But we should not feel depressed.
因为这边神看我们的是真心的态度还是假意的态度。
Because what God looks at is whether we have true motive or false motive.
神看我们心中所存的，不一定看我们手中所成的啦。
God looks at the motive of our heart rather than the accomplishments of our hands.
所以有句话说，此情可以问天呐。我们这个事情都可以从神那边得到好的 judge， 好的判断的。
Because God Himself is our judge.
求主耶稣帮助我们呐。
May the Lord help us.
服侍是一辈子的。
Service is a lifelong.
让我们你跟我自己本身能够常常检讨我们服侍的动机。
May every one of us examine the motive of our service.
能够修正我们服侍的方向。
And correct the direction of our ministry.
主耶稣一定祝福我们。
Then the Lord will surely bless us.
我们有好的动机，我们看到主耶稣的福音传开，我们就高兴了。
If we have a good motive and if we see that God's gospel is preached, we should rejoice.
是是